Well, I think actually at senior level in particular, the women's game, I wouldn't say it had struggled, but in terms of numbers, like we in Donegal here were down to 3-4 teams, and we were facing another season of, you know, repetitive fixtures and stuff, and the thing was in danger of going very, very stale, and we'd lost between the leagues a lot of players to teams across the border in the Northern Ireland League, and again, there was a danger that your better players coming 15, 16 years of age, there was going to be nothing here for them. Like our better play, a lot of our better players here in Donegal have gone into the likes of Sion Swifts and Derry. A number of the clubs in Inishowen have lost players likewise, and there was a feeling just that something had to be done to give the women's game just a bit of a rejuvenation and a bit of a lift. And Inishowen, I think, were a bit light in numbers as well, and it's something that just made sense. It was mooted, I suppose, for a number of years, and you know, there was that old thing, the old historical thing about Donegal and Inishowen, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all kind of Donegal people, and we have all Donegal football at heart, and we all want the best for Donegal football, yeah. And it was something, I think, that just had to happen, because, like, the alternative...
If it didn't happen, what was going to happen after this season?
I suppose...
Because what was the realistic numbers of the sides in both leagues competing?
Well, I suppose, if you look, we have 9 teams now in the new Super League, actually, 6 from Inishowen and 3 from Donegal. The reality is, Inishowen could certainly have gone with a 6-team league, but we in Donegal were facing the very real possibility of not being able to go ahead with the league. I mean, you would just ask yourself, could you have gone ahead with 3 teams and make a viable competitive league with 3 teams? It would have been very, very hard to justify it. Like, even last year we had 4 teams, and you know, we've lost Finn Valley and Glenree, but thankfully Swilly have come back in this year to join Bonnygee and Laggan. But you just couldn't have had anything competitive with 3 teams. I mean, you'd be looking at a cup competition with maybe a team getting a bye to a final and 1 semi-final. It just wasn't going to be realistic. So the coming together was something that makes sense in all sorts of ways, and particularly for Standard, because it gives now these teams, they're not looking at the same people, the same teams, the same opposition every week. It's something new, and it's something kind of going into the unknown for them, and it's something as well, I think, that the teams in Inishowen, and Paddy Hannan's been very, very strong on this, the chairman of the Inishowen Women's League, about just improving the overall sort of package of women's football.
And North West football has been strong for the women in the past. There's 2 clubs that aren't in this 9. There's Letterkenny, who haven't been around playing women's soccer for some time. They were very competitive when it got to national level. Likewise, Kilmacrennan was very strong, and Laggan is still going. So obviously the aim of both leagues when they come together is to get a side, or get a couple of sides, that can get back up there and compete at a national level.
Yeah, absolutely, Oisin. And I suppose it's sort of strange to hear that maybe Donegal women's soccer was struggling in some way. When you look at the list of players that we've produced, I mean, even now, Roma McLaughlin's been talked about as sort of, you know, the next best thing in that Irish women's team. She was capped for the under-19s back when she was 16, and herself and Tyler Toland winning underage awards at FAI presentation. You look at the amount of players, Oisin, that have been capped at all levels. It's phenomenal, and really you need somewhere for those players to go, and something for those players to aim at.
Them players were produced actually with a league. I'm not saying it was an inferior league here at the time, but Donegal is still churning out these quality players despite problems of not having a strong league.
Yeah, absolutely. And even now, you know, you look a couple of weeks ago, or, you know, maybe a month or 6 weeks ago, young Niamh Scanlon from Laggan Harps was capped by the Irish schools team. I mentioned Tyler and Roma there. Even our own league from last year here in Donegal, the likes of Zoe Green, Amy Boyle-Kiar, Danielle McDevitt, Kiana Brogan were all capped at one stage or another. Niamh Mealy has played for Irish teams. Go into Inishowen and you look at players like Sarah Jane McDonald, Nicole Gordon, Ella McLaughlin, Shania McGonigal, all playing at a pretty high level. A lot of those players that I've mentioned have since moved on, but the problem is, you know, the problem was kind of retaining the players within the county and giving them something to aim towards within the county, so that when they get to 16, I mean, the work going on here in the county is phenomenal at underage level, and you don't want that to just fall by the wayside when these players reach 16. You know, you mentioned yourself there, like Letterkenny Rovers, Laggan Harps, Kilmacrennan have all won national titles in pretty recent years. Like Laggan, even there, were very competitive this season in the under-18 competition. And so, you know, you want your teams to be very competitive at national level. Even last year I saw firsthand with with Bonagy getting to a national semi-final and missing out in Manila, what that does, the energy that gives a group of players, and what it does for a club to be competing at national level, it can't be understated that. And again, you just need something for players to go beyond the underage level, and you know, it's something. It would be a dream of ours, I suppose, to have one or more of our teams now progressing in national competition. And the standard of player, there's no reason that someone of our nine teams can't be going and flying the North West flag in FAI Cups this year.
Yeah, you mentioned at the start about trying to keep players in Donegal playing football. There's obviously players going to stay now. They're not going to move to the clubs and a different league. Has there been any, I suppose, players coming back from playing football in Northern Ireland into Donegal and looking forward to this season? What's the response been like since this was officially launched earlier this week?
Well, I suppose the problem was, Oisin, we lost the players, and you know, we've got transfer windows and all of that. I know there has been a couple of the players that have come back, but the season in the North has started, and I suppose what we want to do this year is to have a very good Women's Super League, and we want to be the place that the players in the Northwest want to play. And like I mentioned, Sion Swifts in Derry City, and they're doing fantastic work, and it's no disrespect to them, but we want to keep our own players here. And the problem is they've had to go into the North to get a sufficient standard that we can't afford them, or we couldn't afford them. But we hope now that the Super League will maybe lead us on to something. Like, you look at the makeup of that, the Women's National League, and the geography of it, there isn't a team catered for really north of Dublin. So the players to get that National League level have had to go into the likes of Sion and Derry, and like, we would love our product to get at some stage to that level and to that sort of competitive edge, you know, with it, that we could compete.
Would an overall league team fit that bill? Would it fit that suit or sort of?
I think, you know, Desi Kelly mentioned it on Monday as a possibility down the line, that there's no reason here when, again, you look at that standard of player, and if you were to take a sort of a broad kind of straw poll now of players that are going to be signed this week in the Super League, and maybe taking back a couple of those players that we've lost, it would be a pretty competitive team. Now, it's something down the line, like, you don't want to kind of rush into it. But there's no reason that Donegal and Inishowen couldn't be fielding a team in the Women's National League. Like, the teams that are in it at the moment, Galway, Kilkenny, Cork, there's a couple of teams from Dublin, and Wexford. There really should be, when you look at what we've been sending down the road to Dublin to compete at international level, there's no reason that we couldn't. And I think maybe we need to sort of shake off the maybe inferiority complex of our overall package. I know we kind of, you know, we focus a lot on the individuals that we give to international level, but put all that together in the one pot, and it could be a quite exciting package down the road.
Yeah, the games to kick off next Thursday night are Bunnygee United against Rosheenie, Greencastle FC are playing Clonmany Shamrocks, Ellis Celtic up against Laggan Harps, and Mavill Celtic against Swilly Rovers. Cairn have a bye in the opening round. How often before this season, this year, have the Inishowen and the Donegal clubs met?
Well, I suppose they do meet in the Ulster Cups, and they kind of, they all compete in the Foyle Cup, and they would, but at this level, I think it's probably taken it to a new meaning. Like, they do clash every year in that Ulster FA Cup and that, but like, it's a once off for some teams, you know, because if you're beaten, you're gone. And obviously, you know, the teams that progress, like Greencastle and Laggan, for instance, would have met quite a lot over the last few years. But the exciting thing here now, like, we're bringing the whole thing in on a regular basis. There's going to be nine teams playing each other one round of fixtures, and then the league's going to break into the sort of
top and bottom,
be it a 4 and a 5, 5 and a 4. So they're going to play then for the Neil Doherty Jewellers Cup and the Glencairn Cup, that top and bottom. So you'd hope that the season's going to be quite competitive from start to finish.
It's exciting times then for women's football.
It is, Oisin, and you know, I mentioned it there, the work going on, and sometimes, particularly with the women's game, because it doesn't get that exposure, but the work going on, and even, you know, since I sort of started watching it very closely last year, the amount of work some of the people are doing in it. I mean, take for instance, I know they're gone out of our senior league this year, but Glenree United last year, Cahill McGinley was running every single team at Glenree United, and he was even involved with their two men's teams. The commitment that guy was given to the game of football was phenomenal. If you were paying him by the hour, you know, you just would not go there. But that's the sort of people, you know, the volunteers that are there. And unfortunately, Cahill's gone away for the summer and he's not available to Glenorie. But it showed you his importance, because without him now, they're gone out of the league. Even you look at the likes of Breed McGinty there at Laggan, managing teams at club and at county level, the administration. I was out there at Dry Arch on Wednesday night for the Ulster Senior League game, Bonagy and Cockhill, and talking to two of the girls there, Natalie McFadden and Julie McCloy. They're coaching every night of the week with Bonagy at underage level and playing themselves at senior level. You know, stuff like that is absolutely invaluable. And again, it's for reasons like that that we as a committee and we as a body of people had to do something to safeguard the future. And not even that, but just to take the whole thing to a new level and sort of to be flying a standard that other leagues maybe who are struggling are looking and saying, geez, look what they're doing in Donegal. And we want to be the standard bearer in the country.
Yeah.